Macmillan Audio presents Awake at Dawn by C.C. Hunter. Read for you by Katie Shore.
Chapter 1. You have to stop it, Kylie. You have to. Or this will happen to someone you love. The spirit's ominous words flowed from behind Kylie Galen and mingled with the crackle and pop of the huge bonfire about 50 feet to her right. The frigid pocket of air announced the spirit's presence loud and clear, even if the words were only for Kylie's ears and not for the 30 other Shadow Falls campers standing in the ceremonial circle. Miranda stood by Kylie in the people chain, completely unaware of the ghost, and gripped Kylie's hand tighter.
"This is so cool,"
Miranda muttered, and looked across the circle at Della. Miranda and Della were not only Kylie's closest friends, but also her cabin mates.
"We give thanks for this offering."
Chris, or Christopher as he referred to himself tonight, stood in the middle of the circle and raised the sacred goblet up to the dark sky as he blessed its contents.
"You have to stop it,"
the spirit whispered over Kylie's shoulder again, hindering her concentration on the ritual. Closing her eyes, Kylie envisioned the spirit the way she had appeared to her several times now, mid-30s, long dark hair, and wearing a white gown, a gown covered in blood. Frustration bounced around Kylie's already tightened gut. How many times had she pleaded with this spirit to explain, to tell her who, what, when, where, and why? Only to have the dead woman repeat the same warning.